few years ago, my late wife was treated by the hospice for sort of pain management and general bits as well. And the fact they took such good care of her at the time, after I sort of got over her passing away, I sort of couldn't sort of find a better place to spend my time, really, and sort of raise money for such a good cause. After sort of everything happened with my late wife, it was the rest of the family that were just as much supported as well. It took a bit of time for sort of anyone to talk, but when they did, I know, for example, my sort of father-in-law, he sort of relied on them a lot, and they helped with sort of counselling and just sort of general therapy bits as well. So it is purely the whole family that gets treated. I sort of go around and sort of share my story with different groups of people, sort of young and old, and sort of pretty much anything they want me to do, really, whether it be sort of attend events or also help raise money and things as well. Anybody at any age can sort of get involved. It's just brilliant. It's probably one of the most rewarding things I do. Obviously for my own sort of reasons, but at the same time, when you see any of the events and any of the nurses and staff and how the patients are treated, you'll understand that it doesn't matter what age you are, if you can get involved in any way, just that feeling is just nice. And certainly from a younger aspect, you know, there's sort of other areas that younger people can tap into that they want to get involved in as well. So it's all good, really. You can sort of go online, you can see a list of sort of volunteers that are needed across the sort of county. To run the hospices themselves, I think it costs something around the region of £14 million a year. And when you imagine sort of just under a quarter of that is funded by the NHS, there's quite a large chunk that's needed to be found in other places. So any small bit of fundraising, every little helps. I know it's an old adage from a certain supermarket, but it really is when you see even just like £500 pays for a hospice bed for a day, or £5 pays for a meal for one patient, and they're probably some of the nicest food I've ever eaten for a fiver. It really is sort of every small amount just helps in every which way possible.